cameras are off. It's perfectly fine with me if you want to leave them off. But if you want to join the meeting and see everybody, you're welcome to come on in. We are going to start the conversation. This is not a formal meeting. This is an info session. And we really want to leave most of the meeting for your questions. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to introduce myself. For those who don't know, Ruben Rotman, I'm the CEO of the network. And my colleagues here, Karen Rosen, our Director of Membership Services, and Lisa Smith, our Chief Program Officer. So Karen and I are actually the staff who are going to be managing this RFP process. And for those who, if you received, you saw the notice, if you printed out the PDF of the application, that's really what I'm going to go through. And I'm going to answer any questions that you have. We are recording the session for those who aren't here, who might want to listen, and we'll post it on the website in case you want to go back to this later for any reason. So for those who are not new in your roles, you may remember back in 2018, you may not, but you might, that the network had a comparable RFP. It wasn't on this topic, but it was with the same funder. So even though it doesn't say it on this announcement, this is a grant from the Legacy Heritage Fund, which is a very large national Jewish foundation that is hypersensitive and does not want their name anywhere on the internet. So if you are successful and do receive funding through this grant, you can't acknowledge it in any publication that might end up online. And so I can talk with you about creative ways to acknowledge them, and they do want to be acknowledged, but they don't want to be online. And because we posted the RFP on our e-newsletter that goes out to thousands of people and on our website, we did not name them in the RFP. But you should know this is a grant from the Legacy Heritage Fund. And the way it works is that Legacy Heritage gives the grant to the network. The network is going to use its Grants and Opportunities Committee, which is a committee of the board, to review applications that are received and to make recommendations for grant awards to the Legacy Heritage Fund. They will then, in theory, approve all of our recommendations. We will notify the agencies and the grants will be awarded. So that's some background. In terms of the focus, the funders were very interested in addressing what they learned to be one of the biggest needs resulting from COVID, which is the dynamic of food insecurity. And you should know that prior to issuing this RFP and really finalizing what they wanted to do, they asked me to convene a focus group of three of our member agencies, one on the West Coast, one in the Midwest, and one on the East Coast, who run food pantries. And from those conversations, they decided to focus this grant as a capacity building grant to help you with capital needs purchases or any infrastructure that would ultimately help you to increase your capacity to serve more people and achieve greater impact with any food insecurity program that you run. But again, because they're focusing on capital, in their mind, this is what is going through their head. They're thinking about things like if you wanted to buy a computer program, like a database system, or if you wanted to buy a truck, or you wanted to buy a freezer, or you wanted to buy three freezers, or two trucks, or you wanted to buy equipment to help you grow a vegetable garden, or anything of that sort, they will allow up to 10% of your request to cover staff, but that's really the threshold and the limit. And so in their mind, they're envisioning that you will use their grant to purchase whatever equipment or to help you with whatever infrastructure needs you have in whatever food program you run, whether it be a pantry or a home delivered meals program. They're open to anything. The other thing is that this is a match. And so very simple, they will fund a third of the costs of whatever you want to do. And so if you apply for a grant of $50,000, you have to come up with $100,000 in match. Now, the good thing about this grant, as opposed to those of you who are involved in the previous grant that they administered with us, they're very loose and open as to the sources of the matching. So the match could all be internal resources. It could be a combination of it, internal and external, or it could be all external. They don't really care, really, where the source of the match is. And they're going to focus much less on documenting the match as they are on ensuring that you are delivering a capital needs request where they're funding a third of whatever the item is that you want to purchase. So that in their mind is to make it as simple as possible. And because of that, if you looked at the budget template, it's very simple. They're envisioning, that you're going to, I'll use the truck example, you're going to buy a truck that costs $50,000 and you're going to come up with matches of 100 and they're going to fund a third of the expense of the 50. And you're going to provide a receipt that shows that you purchased it because you have both your whatever match dollars you have to put toward it, either internal or external. The way they're going to provide the funds coincides with reporting. So upon approval, once they sign off on your plan and they've approved it with us, they will provide right up front 50% of the grant award. And then they will provide 40% of the grant award after a 6-month report. And then they will provide the remaining 10% of the grant award in the following year, in early 2022, after submitting a final report. And those reports coincide with what the network needs to do, because we need to submit an aggregated mid-year report and an aggregated final report. And they will then send the monies to the network and we will send the monies to the agencies. So it's very comparable to what Ruben, they did with us back in 2018.
Can you mute Dawn, please?
I muted her. It's very comparable to what they did with us back in 2018, but it's different in that the focus is capital needs the topic of food insecurity, and that they're really not going to, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. They're really not focusing on the sourcing of the matching. So however you define that you have match, you have match. And they're really more focused on providing the funds to purchase whatever capital needs you want to purchase to improve your, increase your capacity with your food program. So that's that. The application we think is pretty straightforward. They're due on November 6th. Our timetable is that we're going to review them, convene our grants committee, get Legacy to sign off and tell you all who has been approved by the end of December. So that in early January, at some point, as soon as we get the money, we will then send 50% of the whatever your respective grant award was to the participating agencies. The other thing I should note is that the threshold is you could apply for as low as 10,000 and as high as 100,000, just understanding the match that goes with each of those. And if you, or something in between, like if you apply for, $60,000, that's perfectly fine. You know, it doesn't have to be those amounts. It's whatever your budget ends up being for whatever you want to do with your program. So that's the overview. I think I covered everything, but I'm open for questions now. So fire away, Andrea.
Well, I know you said the match would be less of the focus and sounds like loose parameters. Could it be staffing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's whatever your internal resources are and if you document what that translates to.
Okay.
So yeah, absolutely, you could be staffing. Yep, Kathy?
Thank you so much. So capital needs, let's say we need a deep freezer and we need a classroom converted into an expansion area for a food pantry.
Perfectly fine. Totally appropriate.
So we need some tile for the floors, let's say.
Yep.
And where I'm going with this is, will they help us with the installation and labor fees that make it possible to install the materials, or are they just buying the tiles?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, they will.
Thank you.
Yes.
The RFP was talking also about data systems.
Yep.
So does that have to be something new, or could it be a continuation of funding of that? Do we know?
No, you can't know. If you already purchased a data system and you want to use this grant to help you with what? To buy another one, or
no, to continue funding it so we can continue using it for food. For
I don't think so. I could ask that question. I could definitely ask, and they encouraged me to come up with unusual whatevers and ask. I will ask on your behalf, but I bet you they're going to say no.
That's fine. Thank you.
Catherine, did you have a question? No. Okay. You were just waving your pen. Okay. but I'm going to ask. So you bought the program. So just help me. You would need money for licensing, continued operations?
I guess it could be an expanded licensing, because what we may need to hire more people to be able to continue running those food programs. So more licensing could be an area to do that, so we can expand, I guess, the use of that program. Or because of the increase of food needs, we rely on those systems more than before. So okay, to be able to fund it in that way.
So I'm going to suggest that you send me an email with a little bit of background about the product that you purchased and how you use it. Because I will share, they were very taken with the concept of helping agencies who run food pantries to better systemize their efforts through purchasing a food inventory database or a client census database or some type of computer program. And we actually hosted a meeting a few weeks ago where agencies that run food pantries talked about database systems that they're running, and Legacy knew that we were doing that. So they're anticipating that some of the agencies might request, you know, funds to purchase a system. But since you already did it, I now have to go back and ask them, but but they're open to that.
Thank you.
Yep, Jory?
My question is, does the request need to only cover one item, or can it cover more items?
Nope, could cover more than one item. The example that Kathy just shared earlier would be perfectly fine. If you have more than one area that you want to focus on, they all have to relate to helping to address food insecurity. So it has to relate to the overall theme of food insecurity. And there's a question in the RFP where you have to explain how this funding is going to help you to increase the capacity to, you know, grow the impact of your program, either by serving more people or diversifying what you do. So you have to be able to explain that, but can do more than one thing. Okay. Any other questions? anything about the timeline, anything about the match. So what's in the announcement is a link to an application. You should be able to go back in and out and save, you know, so that other people can look at it, or you could take your time. But the applications also include a link to a template for the budget. So we need you to do that save it. When you submit it, we will review what gets submitted. You'll get a confirmation once it's been received here. And we'll be in touch with you if there's missing information or we don't understand anything. Again, our goal is to get back to everybody that's applied with a decision by the end of December.
I believe for the budget template, you'll be able to access it, you know, by clicking on a link and complete it, and then you would save it and re-upload it to the form.
Mm-hmm. Right. You save it in your Excel. It's an Excel template.
Ruben, I don't remember if it said total amount that would be funded or number of projects.
So it didn't. And the reason it didn't is that we ultimately don't know how many agencies are going to apply, and we don't know really how much everybody's going to ask for. So the range is anywhere from 10 to 100,000 the agencies could ask for. The total money available that Legacy has provided the network with is 1.5 million.
Okay,
that does not mean that we will give out grants totaling 1.5 million, because if we don't get requests totaling that, that's the max. So we may only get at 1 million, or we may get 92,000, you know, but it's up to, and we purposely didn't put that in the announcement because it, you know, it sort of has no bit, like, because if we don't achieve it, we don't achieve it.
Well, so, I was asking more from if it were 50,000 or 100,000, you can see how that would go a whole lot less further. So I wanted to try to gauge.
Yes. So it is a grant of, in total for the network, of 1.5. So, you know, they're hoping if more agencies ask in the range of 100,000, you know, it'll be fewer, but we'll see what happens.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Kathy.
Thank you. Thanks, Ruben. Just one last question. So I did this thing where I downloaded your application with the links to the budget and the form. And so as I open it now as a PDF and I try to click on those hyperlinked areas to get to the actual application and the budget form, for some reason the hyperlinks are not activated. So they're not taking me through. And I wonder if you would be able to point me to kind of just the original.
We're going to put it in the members portal of our website.
Okay, perfect.
In the funding opportunities page.
Okay, wonderful.
So you should be able to get it there. Okay. But reach out to us if you still have a problem.
Of course. Thank you.
Because we'll send you, you know, send you the application in a way that you should be able to access it. It should be able to work.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure.
I'm sure it's user error. I just want to make sure we.
That's
we
fine. And, you know, there. I will share. We've already had an agency apply, so we know that we know that it works. So, you should be able to get it to work. But it's going to go in the members portal. I asked Megan to do that today.
Terrific.
So it'll be there as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Kathy, I just sent you a chat asking for your email address also. You could put it in the chat.
Okay. So you guys with your cameras off, I can't see you all and you're all muted, but I guess you're good. So if anybody has any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me or to Karen. But you know, we're available to answer any questions that you might have. Okay. All right. So awesome. Good luck. wishing everybody great success with this. It's really a wonderful thing. Funder loves the network and wants to be responsive to an issue that they think is really critical, you know, resulting from COVID. And they're open to creativity. So I know it's focused on capital needs, but you could think creatively about things that your programs might need.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Take care, everybody.